looking out at the devastation I'm still here. Every other name, at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee bows, every tongue confesses. Because Jesus Christ indeed is Lord. He's Lord over all. And in Him we live and we move and we have our being, and we trust Him amidst all that takes place around us, amidst the storms of life and amidst the things that are going on in this world. And amidst all of that, I want to greet you guys, and I want to remind you of the instructions that we received from the Lord early on, before all of these things got turbulent. We had a couple instructions that God sent our way. One was to keep your eyes on Him amidst all that takes place, to keep your eyes and your focus and your heart on Him. That's scriptural in so many senses, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and then to love your neighbor as yourself. Those are key foundational things, but they flow. It starts, it begins with loving the Lord your God with all of who you are. So keeping your entire attention and volition upon Him, and then off of that volition. So scriptures tell us to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us. We are to love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and then to love our neighbor as ourself. And it begins with a focus on Him. It starts there. And off of that, then the overflow, from the overflow, because you're connected to the source, you're being, just imagine a sunflower in a field, and it's focusing, it's directing that face towards the sun. And if you've ever seen a field of sunflowers, they will follow the sun wherever the sun goes across the sky. They will track with the sun, because they always want to keep that face towards the sun. That's why they're called sunflowers, because they just follow the sun. And, you know, for the child of God, we face the sun. We look towards the sun. We keep our focus and our gaze on Him. So before all of these things started getting crazy in the world, we were given the instruction by God to keep your focus, to keep your gaze, your fix on Him. That was the start. And the other thing that God told us was to ride that wave, to ride the wave. Because the wave of light has started. It's been going now. And as it continues to build, in size and in frequency and in all kinds of other things that continue to go forward with this, you, my brother, you, my sister, are to ride it. Now, here's the thing. When you're on a wave, the only thing that's solid is the board. That's it. Everything else around you is fluid and moving and changing and flexing. And so it's you know, you've got to find that spot, that sweet spot on that wave. And it's just a perfect spot. But you find it and then you ride it. And so the solid thing that we have, what's the solid thing we have? Well, you know, Christ Jesus is the rock. He is the sure foundation. Christ Jesus is, I mean, that's who He is. So we are rooted and grounded ultimately in Him. Not in a system, not in a denomination, not in something written down. No, we're grounded and rooted in ultimately Him, and He is Spirit. God is Spirit. Those that worship Him in spirit and in truth. So He is Spirit, so we're grounded in that Spirit of truth. And we're grounded in Him. We're grounded in the true living Word. And that Word is not something that it's written in our hearts. It's not something that we can manufacture. He puts it within us. You know, so often what happens when people start being led by the Spirit is that they just naturally do the things that are in the Word. They just naturally follow the Word because the Spirit quickens them. And then later on they go back and they read and like, oh, that's why God had me do this. That's why God had me make this change. That's why God had me adjust this way. So you want to do that. You just want to follow the leading and the guiding of the Holy Spirit. Now, as we're in this time, and I know it's been a little while, since the word's gone out. A couple of reasons for that. One is God hasn't given me anything to say, hasn't given me anything to encourage you with, as far as something that needs to be put out. And also, I've been grappling with some of these things myself. You know, I've been looking at them and, you know, having a lot of questions. And even that word that God gave us up front, I'm so grateful that God gave us those two instructions early on, because if I didn't have those, I would be in trouble right now, because I wouldn't know how to relate to the situations that we're now in. Here's the thing. All you need to know is the word from God in any particular situation. Once you know what the word is, and once you hear His voice on a subject, on a matter, it's done. It's over. It's finished. The King has spoken. He has decreed, and now it's done. It is written in the heavens. It's finished. It's done. It's over. That's it. So you just need to hear His voice. You just need to know what He says about a particular situation. That's why you just want that sure word that comes from Him. And it's not up to people. It's not something that you... If somebody's in a particular situation and people, to console that person, if they tell them, oh, don't worry, everything's going to be all right. But when God tells you, don't worry, everything's going to be all right. When He speaks to you, it's done. There's peace in your spirit. Why? Because He has the authority to say that and for it to be so. When God speaks, it happens. When God instructs, that's what takes place. When God decrees, that's what's done. And that confidence, that assurance, that faith needs to rise up in you that God has been speaking to you. God is speaking to you. God is watching over you. God is leading you. God is guiding you. God is taking you and carrying you on and through a journey. And all He wants you to do is trust Him and to follow Him and to seek His face and to hear His voice. God's just looking for you to be part of this by your own choice and your own volition. Now, there's a lot of people that choose not to go with God. There's a lot of people that choose to hold on to something fixed in this world. And right now what they're doing is they're trying to hold on to basically a piece of the wave, which is continuing to grow and flex and be twisted and turned. And they're, if they're in the wrong position, they're going to get rolled. Listen, the all that you've known is coming apart. It's continuing to come apart at a rate. So if you will hold on to the things of this world, you're holding on to something that is falling apart. If you will hold on to Christ, if you will seek His face, if you will ride that wave with Him and trust Him and go with Him and let His, what He's doing, have your attention and have your heart, you're going to have peace. You're going to have joy. You're going to, you know, this is something where it's a moment by moment thing. If you're on a wave, you've got to be right there in that moment. You can't be somewhere else. And that's one reason why a lot of people like to surf, is because it brings them into that moment. You know, they like to surf because it takes them out of all these other things, these worries about the future and these worries about the past and these cares for the future and these the things, the external circumstances and situations they have in that moment. They have an incredible just calm and a peace because they're just, you know, in nature and doing what they're just doing, this incredible thing in and with nature. And God wants you to have the peace in the middle of what's going on. He wants you to have peace in the middle of what's going on. And you need to. Because that also is part of your witness here. See, when the world sees and understands your peace amidst the storm, they know that they're built on an unsure foundation. They know that they're built on sinking sands. They know that that which they've put all of their labors and investments into is not worth it. And when they know and understand that, there's a better chance for some of them to turn and to be saved. There's also a chance that a lot of them will just be angry and will get mad at God. But listen, there's a decision and a choice that's made. Your peace that passes all understanding that God gives you, it guards your heart. And you are instructed to guard your heart above all things, for out of it comes the issues of life. So when you guard your heart, And again, this goes back to keeping your eyes on Christ, because if you're keeping your eyes on Christ, you're keeping your focus there. If you're loving the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, that is guarding your heart, because now your attentions and your affections are not split. Now, from that overflow, because He fills you up with His Spirit to overflowing, then you have something to give. You have something to bless others with. It just flows out of you. It overflows through you. It makes a difference. Now, here's another thing, too, to keep in mind. In the middle of all of this, there's going to be a lot of people around you that are going to be drowning victims. To put it, that's the only way I can put it right now. Spiritually drowning victims, because they're in the wrong place and they're getting rolled. Now, listen, there's what you need to do in this time is you need to keep your eyes and your focus on Christ. And in the middle of this too, being solid in who you are in Him is going to be important. If you can't help somebody that's drowning, if you're drowning yourself. So, you know, it requires wisdom, and it requires knowledge, and it requires understanding if you're going to be of help and assistance and service to people. But a lot of people are not looking to have a rational or reasonable conversation with you. They're just looking to stay afloat for one more second in the delusion and the illusion that they've been in. And that, my brothers and sisters, is not something you can do for them. Because unless they're going to be willing to go the way of Christ and to go into truth and to follow Him, not you, but Him, follow Christ Jesus for themselves, there is no other way, especially right now. Before, there might have been an illusion of that, that there might be another way or another chance or another option. All those things are just getting burned up. And now, it's basically this. You're either on the wave, on Christ Jesus, on that board, and riding it out with Him, or you are going to get rolled. And the husk of religion, people are going to chew on that and be unsatisfied. They're just going to get just destroyed in this time. You need a living, real, dynamic, true, life-giving relationship that only comes from the Spirit of God. And that is something that can only happen when you know Him for yourself. And if you, right now, I mean, you know what? I know the windows are closing up in some of these options, but if you don't know Him and you're hearing this podcast for some reason, somehow this reached you, listen, this is something you do before God. And just say, Father, I need You. I gotta be right with You. Lord God, I've just been off track, and I can't do this myself, but I'm going to trust You, and I lay down my life before You, and I ask You, Father, to take me, to lead me, to guide me, to receive me, Father. I just receive that gift of eternal life that comes through Christ Jesus and through the blood that was spilled and was there and applied to the payment for my sins and for to set me free from the bondage and the captivity to the world and the world system. And Lord, I receive that gift of eternal life in Jesus' name. And I choose to follow You every moment of every day for the rest of my time here in the earth and for eternity, Lord. I just love You. Pray that. Pray that. Pray that prayer, my brothers and sisters. If you do not know Christ Jesus for yourself, pray that. And move forward with Him. There is no other way. There is no other way. There is no option outside of that. Now, in all that's going on in the world, okay, how now do you live? Well, you got a few things, all right? So we touching on the ones from before. Keep your eyes on Christ. Ride that wave. All right. So now, today, right? Today, well, we're in a time where things are getting a bit blurred. And in the time that things are getting a bit blurred and reality is starting to get a little bit sketchy on so many different levels, well, here's the thing. You're going to have to dig deep. The wise man digs deep. You're going to have to dig deep, and you're going to have to... This is where that surface relationship, that surface foundation that a lot of people have, that surface Christianity, that kind of that, oh yeah, I'm just going to go and read my psalm for the day. Listen, all of that stuff is kind of... It's starting to go from the waist. It's going by the wayside. You know, this casual Christianity is not doing it anymore. I mean, people are digging in. You know, they're either getting serious or they are just throwing up their hands and trying to explain away the things that are happening around them. So, you know, I brought up, you know, recently the number of incidents where people that are friends or family members have, people that are close to me have been close to things, world events taking place right now all over the world, whether it's the natural disasters or the man-made ones that are taking place. And these are people that I know and love and care about have either been right in the middle of them or had their family members in the middle of them. And so we talked about the floods in Sri Lanka, the fires up in Fort Mac, the recent earthquake down in South America and Ecuador, the recent shootings over in Florida. Listen, things are going to continue to escalate. And as things continue to escalate, how now do you live? Are you going to trust God in the middle of these things? Are you still going to keep your eyes on Christ, or are you going to start to blink? Are you going to blink? Are you going to pull back? Or are you going to set your face resolutely to follow the Lamb wherever He goes? Are you going to set your face and your intention and your volition resolutely trusting Him, knowing that He that began a good work in you is going to carry it out to completion? Are you going to set your face towards that which God intends for you as He leading and guiding you, despite the obstacles, despite the things that come up? Now, here's another thing too. In the transition time, new things are coming up. There's a little bit of fits and starts here and there, but the wave continues to build. And there's going to be just things breaking loose. That's another thing too. Waves generate incredible power. Incredible power. And they also have the power to stir things up. They have the power to break things. They have the power. There's just so much in there. You know, I can take the strongest man in the world, the biggest man in the world, I can put him in front of a wave, a big wave, and that wave will just decimate that person. There's no human being that can stand up to the power of a wave unleashed. And that's just in the natural. In the realm of the spirit, you would be a fool to try to stand against God. You would be a fool to try to stand against what God is doing. The fool says in his heart, there is no God. Oh. Well, as time continues to go forward, a lot of people's arrogance will be tested. A lot of people's resolutions are going to be brought into question. Psalm 2, verse 1, why do the heathen rage, and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in heavens shall laugh, the Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall He speak unto them in His wrath, and vex them in His sore displeasure. Yet have I set my King upon my holy hill of Sion. I will declare the decree, the Lord hath said unto me, thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest He be angry and ye perish from the way. When His wrath is kindled but a little, blessed are all they that put their trust in Him. Brothers and sisters, you are blessed, because you have put your trust in Him. And while you are blessed, there are those that have chosen to put their trust in something else. And for those that have turned their back on truth, they've turned their back of their own choosing, mind you, on that which is real. to their own hurt and to their own destruction. Now, how can you, what can you do? Well, you need to stay on track to start with. Because the only way that you will ever be able to be of any use and any assistance or any help to those people that have gone off track is if you are on track. If you are anchored in the rock, if you are on that track, you've got to be on that. Now more than ever, you've got to be on that. Now, in the midst of the things going on, spend the time, take the time, pull back, and set your focus on Christ. Be still and know that He is God. You know, I've struggled with this stuff recently. You know, I've struggled with some of the things that are going on. It doesn't make me question my faith, but I still pick up on all the things that are happening. I pick up on the hurt. I pick up on the confusion. I pick up on the strife and the division and all these other things that are going on. I feel it in my spirit. And, you know, to that, I just bring it before God and I pray. And Lord God, I pray that You would just continue to move us forward to a resolution, to peace, to the free flow, Lord God, of Your Spirit. Lord, the last time that we did an audio, we prayed. And a lot of that audio was a prayer unto the Lord. And God hears our prayers. God hears our prayers. For all of you guys that have been praying with us 20 on 20, you can testify and you can witness that God is hearing our prayers and God is moving. My gosh, the things that have changed since we started that. And we're not done, you know. But we have gone straight for the taproot of the enemy. You know, in trees, there's all these roots that go all the way around, but there's that there's one root which is called the taproot, which is the one that's right in, that's the one that goes the deepest, and it's the thickest and the deepest, and it just goes as deep down as it possibly can. And trees have this thing, this root called the taproot, and it's the one that gives it the, it's just, it typically, a taproot will be as, oftentimes will go as deep into the ground as it is high above the ground, as the actual plant grows above the ground. So if you see like a tree that's, 10 feet tall, it likely has a taproot that goes 10 feet deep. So that's just kind of an interesting piece. And that's not always the case, but it's often the case. And, but yeah, we have gone after, and we're going after, by the leading of the Spirit of God, mind you, not by our own decision, not by our own volition, not by our own choices, but by God stirring this within us. We are going after and attacking at the very core through our prayers and by bringing this before God. And God is dispatching His angels, and God is implementing a strategy, and God is doing and responding to the prayers of His saints, which is directed at the very taproot of the enemy's kingdom, which is this issue of human trafficking and modern-day slavery. So, brothers and sisters, as we are praying, don't be surprised that everything is just being shaken up, because there's a lot of things that have to be just cracked through. Because, you know, if you're pulling up a tree, that is the strongest root as well. If you're going to destroy something that's rooted into the ground like that, that's going to be the strongest thing. So it's not just a one-and-done kind of thing. You know, I mean, if God chose to do it like that, sure, absolutely, He could. But He is wanting to see, too, us engage in this, and us continue to pray, and us continue to bring this back before Him, and us be serious, and us be warriors, and us engage in the things and the warfare that God has, that this epic fight that's necessary. Brothers and sisters, you've made it. You're already winners in Christ Jesus. You've already won. The victory's already yours. Hallelujah. So praise God. Ride that wave. Keep your eyes on Christ and do the things that God has for you to do. Join us in prayer whenever God quickens us to pray. But engage where you are. There are works that God would have to be done as led by the Spirit of God, not works that you would do in and of yourself, but works that the Spirit of God would quicken to be done, because we're living in a time where incredible things are happening, incredible things are possible, and God wants you to be part of this. Perfect love drives out all fear, so He doesn't want you to be afraid. He doesn't want you second-guessing. He doesn't want you doubting. He doesn't want you questioning. He wants you to trust. And wherever you do have a place where you struggle with something, bring it before Him. He knows. He already knows. Why are you afraid to ask Him? Why are you afraid to ask your Father? Church programming has done a lot of damage to a lot of people. So we just call it out for what it is. Because God's intention is that you be free, that you walk this thing out with Him, that you know His voice, that you walk in the Spirit, that you will not follow the voice of another. God wants you free so that you will worship Him in spirit and in truth. And unto that freedom, we also just continue to labor and to pledge ourselves unto the Lord and to continue to look to Him, the author and the finisher of our faith, who leads and guides us into all truth. We love you guys out there. And we're on this ride. We're on this journey with you. We're on this wave with you. Ride it. Ride it. Trust the Lord, because He will lead and guide you. And with that, we love you guys. Drop us an email. Faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. All right. God bless you guys. We will talk to you again sometime soon. All right. Bye.